Why seven children?
Seven children.
And that'll change.
The baby was just 10 months old.
What happened to her? Did she?
She had sugar diabetes and she went in a coma and she never did come out.
My father-in-law had diabetes for years and years. And when he started off, that's when she was dead, even though he had it.
Yes, ma'am.
And he went into that coma. Yeah. And they got him out of it. And we knew it was, you know, gosh. And he was down in Vista, down in Florida. All of a sudden he went in and he started seeing things, you know.
Mm-hmm. I see she didn't have it. No, but she was sick, you see, and she begged me to care to the hospital, and she, when they did care, she was just too full gone. The doctor says, think she had a stroke.
How old was she when they
She was about
22. Oh, you don't mean it.
Yeah, because I'm the oldest one of them. I nursed them all.
And so it just
sounded
like your child, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I was right there with her when she passed and everything, and so.
Just losing
a
child.
Yeah, so I think I've been having a lot of problems.
Well, anyway, I guess it's supposed to make it stronger, but.
Yes.
I don't know, I tell you, the worst year I ever lived in my life was to hear my dad die, because we just thought the sun, moon, and stars, you know, were around him. That's nobody like him. That same year, I lost my baby, and. That was 1957. I said, Lord, if I live through this year, nothing else could be as bad.
That's right.
Nothing could be as bad.
I think my dad lived about, I believe he lived about 2 years or something before he died.
Well, that diabetes is terrible, and I tell you, I had a neighbor across the street, and he wasn't that young, but he left four little children.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you know, that man was the worst thing. He knew he had it, and he wouldn't stay on his diet.
Well, you see, she was going with this baby, don't you see? And he had a way out in the country, out from Tifton there. And you know, he knows the board of health like that. They'd find that sugar she'd been going to, you know.
It's
to,
regular.
Yeah, you know, because they'll blood test you and everything. Yeah. They'd find that sugar.
Well, sure is. Well, nowadays, you know, it looks like people still have the same old things, doesn't it?
Yes, yeah, right.
I mean, even though, well, it looks like they got so many ways of finding out things, but if you're not there getting them found out, they might as well not have discovered them.
That's right.
Oh, well. Well, let's see now. Oh, yeah, your mother and daddy. I want to know where, do you know where your mother was born?
My mother was born in Atkin County. That's Willie Cooch.
Oh, yeah. And then your father?
My father was born in Loma City.
What kind of work did he do?
He was a mortar man.
Oh? I always like to hear about different kind of things.
Mm.
Did y'all live right in town or out in the country or how?
Before they moved to Gainesville, we lived it out in the country.
Did they move to Gainesville?
Yeah, and they moved to Gainesville. That's where he died at, in Gainesville.
Gainesville, Georgia?
Gainesville, Florida.
Oh, really? Now I have a sister. That's why my mother was living there.
At Gainesville?
Uh-huh.
Gainesville?
I'm going in there and talk to some folks down there.
Well, my mother, sister. Yeah, my mother, but two of us. My oldest brother, he in Douglas, and I'm here in Valdosta. The rest of them in Gainesville.
Why are you?
Yes,
now, that's where I'm going to do a whole lot of interviews down there.
In Gainesville?
Yeah, I tell you, my sister-in-law is in charge of the OEO down there.
Mm.
And she runs, well, she's sort of the manager of these. That's started just four nurses for all black children, you know where their mothers were?
Yeah.
And she does all kinds of things like that. Her name's Springfield, Miss Thaxton Springfield. You might ask if you can think about it.
Yeah.
They are, everybody down there just crazy about her husband was preaching. He died here 2 years ago, and they were just, everybody down there just loved him. He was got to be a professor over at the university, but anyhow, she has worked with a lot of these folks, you know, and she goes in the homes and does all kind of, you know, just trying to see, make things better for them and help them out and get things for them and everything.